Radish on the Radio is a partnership between Radish Magazine and WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. Radish on the Radio digs a little deeper into issues related to local foods, environmental stewardship, and building healthy communities in our region. For this episode, Radish on the Radio met with Mary Talbert of Crafted QC in Davenport.
Mary Talbert had dreamed of owning a shop for a long time.
It was always later, I'll do it later, I'll do it later, I'll do it later. And finally, about a year ago, I realized what I was afraid to do it and afraid I would fail. So I'd done a lot of research, I'd talked to a lot of different people, read a lot of books, and a year ago, I finally searched my soul and decided it was time.
In January, she made the leap from dreaming to doing when she opened Crafted QC on 2nd Street in Davenport.
I didn't realize until this year that that was in me. I'm not a great employee because I don't like people telling me what to do. But turns out that's because I'm an entrepreneur and I want to do it. I want to always think of the next thing. And I thought that was a bad thing before, and maybe it didn't make me a great employee. I tell you what, I'd work my tail off for you, but at the end of the day, I didn't have ownership in the place I was working, and now I do.
The types of crafts for sale include handmade pottery, soaps and handbags, knitted creature hats for kids, vintage buttons made into jewelry, and quilted throws and pillows.
It's a living, breathing Etsy shop. It's all handmade and vintage treasures, but you can walk in and touch and feel and look at everything, and you can take it home with you right away. You don't have to wait for the mail. It's instant gratification.
Talbert grew up in Davenport and moved to Chicago at the beginning of her career, where she worked as an art director for two of the largest advertising agencies in the world. Later, she worked for a publishing company in Des Moines, and after 15 years there, she decided to return to Davenport. Opening Crafted QC was a realized dream for Talbert, but she won't let herself get too comfortable living it.
So I work here every day, and I do graphic design while I'm here, and then I go home and make at night. So, busy lady.
Talbert acquires most of the items from local artists with an eye for craftsmanship.
You know, makers started coming out of the woodwork. After I opened, there were about 12 of us with work in here in January, and like I say, it's expanded. I have over 70 now, so people have just been finding me, which is awesome. I've met so many cool makers, but I never expected to have this many different people in here. It's been really cool.
She's always looking for new artists, and there is more information available on her website, craftedqc.com.
You know, I love that I have this outlet for all of these other makers, that it helps them support their families. I mean, I have people paying to put their kids through school, or, you know, saving extra money for their retirement. Or there's also a group of people in here that just like making, and I love that. So it's been a blast.
You can read the full article about Crafted QC by Becky Langdon at radishmagazine.com and discover more people involved in healthy living from the ground up in the pages of Radish Magazine. For Radish on the Radio and WVIK, I'm Radish Magazine editor Laura Anderson Shaw.
Radish on the Radio is made possible on WVIK by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse, natural ecology through education and conservation.